Parshas Vayetze Beis Tefillah Tov Shin Ayin Vov
Vayishlach, sorry
Vayishlach Tov Shin Ayin Vov. In Perek Lamed Beis we meet the battle between the sorrow of Esav V'yavek Ish Imoy and Yaakov Avinu, and they fight the whole night ad alois ha-shachar. At the end Yaakov wins, and just at the very end, as they're about to depart, it is in Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Lamed. This is after the Malach has surrendered. It's after he's given a bracha. He told him that Yaakov, that your name will be changed to be Yisrael. He's already asked to be released, and Yaakov has agreed. And all of a sudden, as they're leaving, Yaakov asks him a question. Vayishal Yaakov Vayomer Hagido Noshmecho, what's your name? Vayomer Lomo Zetishalishmi. The Malach doesn't answer, and he says, why do you ask for my name? The question is, they're about to leave, to depart. Do you really need his Facebook address? What do you mean you ask him his name? Are you going to keep contact? What do you need to know his name for? Question number two. He was asked the question, why doesn't the Malach answer? Say yes, say no. The Malach answers with a question. Why do you ask for my name? Jewish. But why? What's happening over here? Regarding the second question, Rashi picks up and explains. Rashi, what does it mean? Namazet Yishalishmi. Says Rashi, Ein onu shem kavua. We don't have a fixed name, because Mishtanim Shmoisenu, our name changes based on the mission. Hakol fi mitzvas avodas hashlichus she'anu mishtalchim. It all depends what we're sent for, and therefore our name changes. We don't have a fixed name. But that also needs to be explained. He didn't have a name. Rashi in Pasuk Chof Hei explained, who was the ish she'nevak imoy? It was Sarai shel Esav. So we know who he was. He was Sarosh Esav. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, who are Satan? Who are Yetzihara? Who Malach HaMoves? And it's Yadua that Sarosh Esav who are Satan. How do I know it's Yadua? That's what the Makna says in Kiddush. It's Yadua. So what do you mean he doesn't have a name? Sarosh Esav, Satan. He has a name. This all needs to be explained. What was the question? Why was there no proper answer? What does it mean he doesn't have a name? So I saw a beautiful pshat by Rabbi Friend. The name of a person is his essence. The name in the Torah indicates who a person is. Yaakov, when he finishes fighting the Malach, Yaakov understands what happened today is going to happen again, because Maisa Ovei Simon Abonim, and the battle I just fought and won and succeeded is going to be repeated again and again by my children. Yaakov then decides he wants to help his children. Since now the Malach is in his hands, if he could identify the essence of the Malach, the essence of the enemy, then can help his children build a strategy to overcome the Malach. if you can penetrate the enemies, the enemy's army, and understand how it's built, your enemy, what strength does he have, where are his strengths, where are his weaknesses, that information is valuable, because based on that information you can plan a strategy how to defeat the enemy. It's invaluable, that information. Therefore Yaakov, just as he's about to leave, he asked the Malach, what's your name, who are you, who are you? That's why he was asking the question. Answers the Malach, Lama zitzal shmi. Of course he was Sarash al Esav, but the Malach was responding to Yaakov's question. Why are you asking me my name? You want to understand who I am? You're making a big mistake, because we change. If I'll tell you who I am today, it's not going to be who I am tomorrow, because we change based on our mission. So it's not going to help you. And therefore, what it means is that every generation who have to fight the Malach, we also have to fight the Satan. Every generation has their own battles. And the Nisyonos, the Satan, the trials of the previous generation are not the trials of today's generation. And the trials of today's generation are not necessarily the trials of the future generation. Things change. Our name change. Lama zeti shalishmi. It's not going to help you. If once upon a time Hellenism, in the time of the Chashmonaim, Hellenism was the trial. Years later it changed to be communism, socialism, feminism. There are many, many different trials that Jewish people have to face too. But what was doesn't mean that's what is. And what is doesn't mean that's what will be. It's Yadua that once, 100 years ago, there was a battle against the Ivrit. The old Yerushalayim, their way of protecting themselves, not to be influenced, they wouldn't change their language, they wouldn't speak Ivrit. They would speak only Yiddish. Who changed it? You see, by the Yerushalayim, they still speak Yiddish. But who changed it? Why is it in Bnei Brak? All the yeshivas today, they're all speaking Ivrit. Had they changed? The Chazon Ish said, Manishtana, the Chazon Ish said, we've got to speak in Ivrit. Because there's families who can't join, can't send the kids, Sephardi kids, they can't join because they don't speak the language. Said the Chazon Ish, the battle that was 70 years ago is not the battle of today. Once upon a time, that was the battle. The battlefield's changed, that's not what we need to fight about. And therefore, because of him, that's in the yeshivas, they all speak in Ivrit, the Beis Yaakov in Ivrit, everything's in Ivrit. Yiddish is really dying out in our tzibur, because the battle has changed. That's what Chazon Ish said. It's a different battle. Therefore, the nafkamina for us is we have to be aware that the strainers we have today, our forefathers didn't have. The strainers we have in our pockets, what people have in their pockets, what's there, never had before. No. The name change, the battle changes. Therefore, we have to be aware and be strong and fight the Malach. Yovik ish imay. Yaakov was levadoi, was by himself. We're by ourselves. We have to face it. We have to deal with it. And Bezad Hashem, with your Shemaim, we'll succeed. On another point about names in the parasha, in the Igros Moshe, Yodea, Chelek Gimel, Simon Sadik Zayin. He's asked a question about a couple who got separated. She was pregnant and they separated. The baby was born. The mother and her family made a bris without telling the father. The father didn't know about the bris, and the bris was done without the father's knowledge or presence. And the question is, it's the father's mitzvah. Is the bris a bris? And is the name a name? Says Rav Moshe, it's a terrible thing what they did. It's gezel mamash. They stole the father's mitzvah. It's his mitzvah. But even so, it was shloi kadin. It was gezel, but the bris is still a bris. The child's a nimol. It doesn't. We don't need to do our tofas dam bris. What about the name? The name they called shloi kadin. B'shas a bris. You give the child a name, and the mother gave a child a name. Can the father now override and cancel that name? Says Rav Moshe, no. Because mothers also have a right to give a name. What's Rav Moshe's raya? How does Rav Moshe know that mothers can give a name? All the father can do is add another name. We can't override the mother's name. What's Rav Moshe's raya? Brings a raya from our parasha. In Perek Lamatei Pasuk Yudches, as Rachel is dying, she's giving birth to the child we know as Binyamin. Says the Pasuk in Perek Lamatei Pasuk Yudches, Vayi Betzeis Nafsho Ki Mesa. She's dying, Vatikra Shmoi Ben Oini. That's the name she gave him. Uva Aviv Koloi Binyamin. Says Rav Moshe, the Torah is teaching us that mothers can give names. Therefore, the mother, even though Shaloi Kadin, they made the bris Shaloi Kadin, but still the name she gave is a name. And all the father can do is add another name. Unless, says Rav Moshe, if they denied the father, if they called her the bris, they said, they gave a name, Ben someone else, then the whole thing is a sheker. So if they denied the father, denied the existence of the real father, then it was shum davar, doesn't count. But if at the bris they call the child Ben, the real father, then the name's a name, because mothers can also give a name. Ad kan, as divra igros Moshe. Ani akotan, I ask, I say, im le din eshuva, if this is your raya, I think that we could argue with the raya.
Father's name sticks.
Huh?
Father's name sticks.
Still. So what was the motive proving? The mother gave a name. The father also gave a name. So we use the father's name. I ask a simple question. What are we trying to prove? We're trying to prove that mothers can give names. Why do we wait for Binyamin? Who called Reuven Reuven? Who called Shimon Shimon? And who called Levi Levi? The mothers. Leah says, "Ata Yilvesh Yavash Ishkela Yehuda Ata Oydel Hashem." Every single name was given by the mothers. Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Sochos, all were given by the females, not by Yaakov. No. So if you're looking for riots that mothers can give names, no. Why do you have to wait till? Why are you going to Binyamin? Elamah. Oh, Elamah, you're looking for when there's a clash. In by the other Shvatim, Yaakov obviously consented. He agreed. So that's why the mother gave a name. We're looking for a source where there's a clash, where there's two names, where there's the mother and a father, and there's a clash between the names. So when there's a clash, in such a case, can the mother give a name? Says Rav Moshe, I see from here, yes. But if I could suggest, I still think it's not a good raya. Because let's learn the Ramban. What does the Ramban explain on the spots? Says the Ramban, Vanochen Be'inai. Rachel called him Ben Oini. Oini is Loshen Aninus, Loshen of death, of mourning. As the pasuk says, Lo yochalti ba'oni mimenu. By the vidu maisa, we say, I didn't eat the maisa ba'aninus, in a state of mourning. But Aviv called him oini, means strength. As we say, reishis oini. is the beginning of my strength. Therefore, he called him Binyamin, because Yamin means strong. Yamin Hashem Oisa Choyo. Yamin means strength. Says Ramban, Ratza Liyos Koira Oisai B'Shem Shekrasa Imai. Yaakov wanted to keep the mother's name, Oini. Yes, indeed. Because all the mother's names he kept. Rachel wasn't different. Vine Tirgem Oisai L'Toiva V'Ligvura. Yaakov translated Rachel's same name, translated it to mean strength and called it Binyamin. In other words, says in Ramban, Yaakov wanted to respect Rachel's name. He just used it in a different angle. Instead of Oini meaning Aninus, he changed it to be Oini meaning strength. So therefore, according to this Ramban, I don't see a raya for Ramesha. In the case of over here, Yaakov wasn't trying to override, cancel Rachel's name. He was using Rachel's name, but in a different way, from a different angle, from a different understanding, a different tirgum. But you have no raya for a case where the mother gave a name Shloi Kadin and the father wants to override and cancel the mother's name. There's no raya from here. I'm not arguing Bedin, maybe the Rosh is right. I'm just saying, if this is your raya, I don't hear it. Because here there's no clash of names. Sorry?
Pashas of the Pasuk is the father's name is one that sticks anyway.
Okay, so that doesn't mean that the mother's name is not a name. He has two names that people are using another name. Okay. What's the message? We always besiyas d'shmaya try and learn a message. What message we learn from this source? Help me. The best mechanech. There's a child in the class who interrupts the shiur with a silly question. You could tell him, what you say is not right, it's wrong. What does the experienced mechanech do? You mean to say, that's what you mean to say. Wow, amazing, that's Sheila Satoisra. The Talmud didn't understand. It didn't really mean, that's not what he meant. But you can manipulate and use the topic he mentioned and say, he meant to ask ABC? Amazing, fantastic question. That's the best mechanech. We know from this Ramban, Yaakov didn't want Rachel's name to the son should be called Aninus, mourning. He didn't want that. But instead of saying no, I veto it, he said yes, but I'll use it from a different angle. Oini means strength. That's an amazing insight. If we could use that, when you have to deal with other people, and we're forced to disagree with what they're saying, instead of just running them over and saying no, to say yes, but we'll alternate it. And that way you're respecting the other person, giving them a good feeling. And that's a message you can learn from Yaakov Avinu. Whether it's our spouse, whether it's our child, our neighbor, instead of saying no, say yes, but. And same thing with your business. You're the boss. And your guy, you say yes, but. And that way, you're giving cover to other people. In Perek Lamed Hei Pasuk Aleph, Vayomer Elokim El Yaakov, Kum Alei Beis El Veshev Shom Vaseh Shom Mizbeach Lo Eilor Anirei Elecho Bevor Chacho Mipnei Esav Achicha. Yaakov is commanded, go to Beis El, and then v'shev shom, sit there. Then make him his mizbeach, make him his mizbeach for me. Says the Ramban, lo yodati ma'u v'shev shom. I don't understand what's the purpose of v'shev shom. Make him his mizbeach. What do you need v'shev shom for? Says Ramban, v'shev shom means sit down. To be mechaven machshavtoi ledovko bakel. You need time to gather your thoughts, the dovko bakel, and then make the mizbeach. The Sforno says the same thing. He says this is similar to the idea of what the Gemara says, that the chassidim are rishonim. They would wait an hour before davening as to prepare their mind for the dovko bakel. Now Rosh Hashiva would say, the Gemara says in Yuma, Avraham Avinu zaken v'yoyshev b'yeshiva. Yitzhak Avinu was a zaken yoyshev b'yeshiva. Yaakov was a zaken yoyshev b'yeshiva. Now zaken means chokhma. What does it mean yoyshev b'yeshiva? What does it mean yoyshev b'yeshiva? So that's what it means over here. V'shev shom. Not just enough to do the learning, but you have to, your mind, to focus your mind on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shev Shom, prepare your mind, the Dov Kobakel. I want to share with you my argosha about this. I don't believe we're that level of before we daven to be like Hasidim or Shoinim, to spend a whole hour before davening, preparing for davening. I feel it's about beyond our level. Speaking for myself. But at least during davening, let's be a v'shev shom. Why did I wake up this week? I was davening in a minyan, a regular minyan. And during Chazal Hashatz, I look around me, and I see a few people very, very involved in what? In catching up the news. They're all flicking their phones. Chazal Hashatz. It starts off when you finish one esrei. You start checking your phone, and then you go over Hasmata. Not going to stop. Oisik by mitzvah, potter and a mitzvah, and you go flick. You keep on the whole Chazal Hashatz. They're all flicking their phones. I don't know why. Moedim, he gets up. Oisik mitzvah, potter and a mitzvah. Vice says he was machmir to say Moedim. Moral says you have to say thank you to our heads that they're not. We come to Moedim. And this is where my gosha is. If we're not the level of the Shev Shom before davening, it's drawing davening. Chas v'sholem to be the dovka to elsewhere, the dovka out to the outside world. If we're not the level we can control our thoughts, maybe we dream, but to be oisik in something else is lehepech for the dovka shom. At least there, our phone should be off, even after Shmoneh Esrei, you're waiting for the shots, you should still have the phone should be off. Because once you start, you don't stop. And just to add, I looked up the Orchas Yosher. The Orchas Yosher has a paragraph about Tfilah, and he says that people who deliberately come late, not late because they chose, because they got up late. People, davening is too long for them, so they deliberately come late. Or people who just can't be bothered to stay at the end of davening and they deliberately leave. Says it's a tremendous bizoyan. If you were to recognize the Shekhinah is here and you're leaving or choosing to come late, it's a tremendous bizoyan for the Shekhinah. And he quotes a Sefer Hasidim that people who leave in the middle, when the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt, in the middle of the Avodah they'll be thrown out in front of everyone else. If that's your custom to leave in the middle, over there as well, you'll be thrown out in the middle. The tremendous busha. So again, the point is, we see that Yaakov Avinu was told the Shev Shom before he could build him his Beach. Even he had to find time. The Hasidim Rishonim had to find time. If we're not the level to find time for davening, at least during davening, we should be there as much as we can, not to use our phone, not to be elsewhere. At least stay to the end of davening. Otherwise, even we may be dreaming, at least stay. You should be there till the end. Otherwise, it's a bizoyan for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. and we shouldn't be in a situation where we're thrown out when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. In Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Aleph, the story of Dina, says the Torah, Vateitze Dina Bas Lea Asher Yolda LeYaakov Lirois Bivnei Saretz. Dina Bas Lea goes for a tiul, goes for a walk, and she gets kidnapped and raped. Dina Bas Lea, that's who she is. She's Bas Lea. Isn't she Bas Yaakov as well? Asked Rashi. V'loi Bas Yaakov. Why is she being attributed to Lea, not to Yaakov? Says Rashi, Al Shem Yitziasa Nikreis Bas Lea. The Teitze, the fact that Dina left, is she was following her mother's footsteps. She'af hi atzonis haisa. Lea also left. She'ne'mar v'teitze Lea likrosai. When Yaakov came back with the Dudoyim, the story with the Dudoyim, Leah went out to Yaakov. So therefore, Dina was following in her mother's footsteps. Baleo mashlu mashal, ke'ima ke'bita. The daughter was following her mother. Batei Dina, why? Because she was a bas Leah. Obviously, she's being criticized. And the question is, Ha'anicha, we understand that Dina did wrong. She wasn't acting in a proper way. But what do you want from Leah? Who was Leah going out to? The men in the street? She was put in the papers. Who was she? She was going out to meet Yaakov Avinu. The Medrash says that she was Miskashetes Kezoyma. She beautified herself like a harlot. Say that. That's true for her husband. It wasn't for anyone else. It's for her husband. So why is Chazal criticizing Leah? She did it. She used her beauty for the good to make herself attractive to her husband. What's the connection to Dina, who was going out to the streets to be spotted by Shechem? And here's a very big insight. I saw this in the Megad Yosef. And the insight is that you must realize, maybe you have a certain heter, and you are doing it, b'gdusha, but there's no guarantee that your child won't just imitate you in the wrong way. Indeed, Leah, she was miskashetes kezoino. For Kedusha, she wanted to make herself attractive for Yaakov to conceive another one of the Shiftei Kah. It was Kodesh, but it transmitted itself to Dina without the Kedusha, and she used it in the wrong way. I think the message is very important. It could be that you are looking at certain media, could be you're reading certain things, listening to certain people, and for you it's a heter. Maybe you need it for your work. Maybe you're trying to influence those people. Maybe from your background it doesn't really affect you. True, but how's your child going to take this? What's the next generation going to do? They may not understand why you're different, why you're watching that media, and they'll just use it for themselves without the heter, without the need. That's exactly what happened. Leah was doing for Kedusha. She was miskashetes kezoino for Kedusha, but Dina didn't get that. All she got was the chitzonius, the miskashetes, but Tetzah, she also went out for the wrong. So when a person, whatever level he is, and again, I'm not trying to criticize, I'm saying maybe a person needs to be where he is and watching what he's watching and reading what he's reading and meeting people that he's meeting. Maybe it's all necessary. But you've got to realize it's You need to shield your children from it. Well, take into consideration that by your children, it could be they're doing the same thing, but without the hetzer. And for them, it could be detrimental. And what happened was that Dina got raped. Got something else from the Megad Yosef. After the story of Shechem, when Yaakov Shimon and Levi, they wipe out the city, Yaakov got very upset. In Pasuk Lamed, "Vayomer Yaakov el Shimon ve Levi, acharetem oisi, lehavi sheni b'yoshvei aretz, ba'knanu ba'prizi." You put me in danger. Vani mesei mispar. We're so small. We're a little family. You put us in danger onto the whole country. And they answer, Vayomu, Hakazoina Yase Sachoisenu. And they answer back, and is our sister like a harlot? And how does Yaakov respond? What does Yaakov say back? He doesn't. He's not here. So the Megad Yosef quotes from his grandfather Rav Zalman Sorotzkin that at the beginning of the state there was a very big issue whether to allow to have chayalot. Can we allow to allow girls to go to the army? Well, the Chazon Ish felt very, very strongly. It was Mamish ben Nafshoy. He held as Yarek Valyavo. What does it mean? A girl, when you go to the army, you get owned by the army. Any position you have, you can always retire whenever you want. You can resign. A teacher decides to leave the middle of the class. He'll be fired. But you can't force someone to be where he is. When you go to the army, you don't control yourself. You don't own yourself anymore. You're owned by the army. And the Chazon Ish felt very, very strongly, it's the Yarek Valyavo. So Rav Zalman Sorotzkin said, when people say, "But we need soldiers, we need the chayalot," so he said, "That's what happened with Yaakov. Anim is same as bar. We're so small." When it's, in fact, when it comes to tznius, that's not a cheshbon. Don't take numbers into account. Our last point. In Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayomer says Esav, Nisa v'nelcha v'elcha l'negdecha. After Esav makes up with Yaakov, says Esav, "Let's travel together. I'll go at your pace. We're brothers." Vayomer Elov, and Yaakov says back to Esav, No. Adoni yodea, ayilodim rakim, v'atzoyin v'abokor olos olay. No. I have young, tender children. The sheep I have, they can all die. You know, don't wait for me. You travel ahead. Go ahead. At your pace. I don't want to hold you back. Vani esnalo liiti. I'll go spite my pace. The regal hamalocha shelofonai, but the regal ayilodim. I'll go my pace. You don't wait for me. You go ahead. Don't worry. Ada shavel adoyin siro. I'll get there. Don't hang around. Says the pasuk. Vayoshav bayoyimahu Esav the darkoi siro. On that very day, Esav returns to Seir. And the Mefarshim already ask, I saw this in the Toldos of Yaakov Yosef, what is there emphasizing when he says Bayoimahu? What do you need to say that Esav went back to Seir? What is there emphasizing when he says Bayoimahu? In the Sefer Tzorah Mor, it says that Esav was being criticized for leaving Yaakov. he meets Yaakov, who has a family, has a normal life. Esav should have wanted to stay. Instead, he left to go back to be a robber, to batter his business in Seir. He was criticized. But why is the Torah emphasizing Bayoy Mahu? Says the Beis Halevi, a famous Beis Halevi, when Yaakov knew that Esav was coming, he was afraid of two things. He knew that one or two things were going to happen. Either Esav is going to come and kill him, or Esav is going to come and befriend him. Therefore Yaakov davened, Hatzileini no miyad achi, miyad Esav. Please save me from Esav, is going to come and kill me, and save me from Esav, my brother. Because, and says the Beis Halevi, through all generations, that's what's going to happen to us. Esav sometimes, Edom will sometimes be an Esav to us, and afflict us, and make concentration camps, and kill us. And sometimes Esav will be our best friend. He says, come with me. Let's be together, zusammen. Let's be together. And what's more dangerous, says the Beis Halevi, what's more dangerous is the Achi. Because the Esav who coming to kill us, he's limited how much he can kill. But the Achi, he's unlimited how much he can influence us. It's something we're seeing with our own eyes, mamash, today. There are millions and millions and millions of Yidden who are assimilating. Whoever's not showing the Torah mitzvahs, which is the majority, are all dying out. There's not the... Why? Because the Achi Esav is so nice to us now. You have equal rights, live wherever you want, do whatever you want to do. And millions and millions and millions of Yidden are dying out. Kepshutai. Much more dangerous than Hitler. Hitler killed what he killed. But we're losing everyone else. Whoever's not showing Torah mitzvahs, which is only a minority. Maybe a million out of the whole Jewish people. Our Shema Torah mitzvahs. And that's what Yaakov was doubling for. And the bigger tefillah, his first tefillah was Hatzileini no miyad achi. That was number one priority. Then he davened miyad Esav, and his tefillahs got answered. Yaakov was saved from Esav, who was coming to kill him. And then his tefillah was answered, and he says, Vayoshav b'yomahu Esav ledarko seira. On that very day, Esav already left. This is the answer to Yaakov's tefillah. And the message for us is, we have to be careful of not being influenced, and to keep our Jewish Shomer Torah mitzvahs, not to be influenced from the Edoim and from values which are not Torah-dikah values. This parasha of Zad Hashem, a wonderful Shabbos, and the next year we'll be discussing our Harchokas. Chazal made certain gzeiras to protect us from getting too friendly, and we're going to discuss, are you allowed to have a drink in a pub? Can you have a beer? What about on the plane? Can you have a beer on the plane? How about coffee? Having in a coffee house, can you have a cup of coffee? Is that mutter? Is that osur? Is that gzeira of Shem Yischatenbom? Thank you very much. To be continued in 5 minutes time.